listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes. Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
That's what I'm talking about. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. We're here all the way up until 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Dave Lapham will join us coming up 20 minutes from now. We'll get the Bengals' perspective going into this AFC title game coming up on Sunday at Burrowhead, which Chiefs fans will say is Arrowhead, of course. Do you think, Hickey, and I know we're about to do onside, offside, I'm going to ask you an onside, offside question before we get to onside's offside. Do you think at one point in the broadcast on Sunday, Jim Nantz or Tony Romo will refer to Arrowhead as Burrowhead? Do you think they will do that on the broadcast?
Oh, without a doubt. Probably within the first 3 minutes of the game.
Like, I'm not talking about, last week you had Mike Hilton refer to it as Burrowhead. I mean, we're here at Burrowhead, right, Jim? Something like that. Do you think it will sound like that?
Yes, especially if the Bengals go right down the field, score a touchdown, opening drive.
Who says it first? Nantz? Romo. It could come in the pregame report with Tracy Wolfson, but that's more talking about the storyline. I could see Romo definitely playing into the whole Burrowhead line. All right, anyway. Five questions, five answers. We do this every Monday and Friday on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Let's get to a little onside, offside. Hot take, Hickey? Hit it!
Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's Onsides, Offsides with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, Z-Man, a lot of attention on conference championship weekend will be placed on who else but the quarterbacks. Patrick Mahomes looks to play through an ankle injury while also holding on to his top spot as the number one quarterback in the NFL. While Joe Burrow does look to displace Mahomes and catapult himself to the top ranks to call himself the best quarterback in the league with a second straight Super Bowl appearance. You have Brock Purdy looking to make history for the 49ers and really making history in the NFL to try to become the first rookie quarterback ever to make the Super Bowl and win a conference championship game. And finally, Jalen Hurts looks to finish out the best year of his career with a trip to the big game at home and defend home turf. Onsides or offsides, Zach? Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback this weekend with the most pressure on him.
That's offside because I just look at how you would talk about him if he lost. Like, if Mahomes loses, I think you say two things. There's no shame in losing to Joe Burrow, or the ankle played a significant role in the game. When I look at pressure off the losing side of the conversation, if Burrow loses, I think it's okay. You didn't win a Super Bowl. You haven't won a Super Bowl yet. But there's no shame in losing to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. And you beat him already three times. If the 49ers lose, the way we talk about Brock Purdy, I think it's okay. Cinderella had midnight hit. But if you look at Jalen Hurts, if Jalen Hurts loses, I think you say, wow, you lost to Mr. Irrelevant. Wow, you lost to Brock Purdy, and you did so at home. I really do think the 49ers and Eagles rosters are very, very even. But where I look at an advantage, I see Jalen Hurts, who's played like an MVP this year. Brock Purdy has had a great run, but it's not to an MVP level. And I think the most pressure is really on Jalen Hurts coming up this weekend, because how it would be talked about if you look at all the quarterbacks and how we'd be talking about them if they did go out there and lose the game coming up on Sunday. So Patrick Mahomes is the QB with the most pressure on him this weekend. I would go offside.
Offside.
There's an enormous amount of pressure, though, on Mahomes because, right, the Bengals look like a better team than the Chiefs. Also, his injury is going to play a major role in the game, but I'm still going with Jalen Hurts just because how we would talk about it if Jalen Hurts were to lose compared to how we talk about it if Mahomes were to lose. I think that ankle could be used as an excuse.
Sean Payton's future, it is what Aaron Rodgers would say, is a beautiful mystery. It seemed like earlier this week that the former Super Bowl champion was not going to get a job this cycle.
Wait, real quickly. What, Rodgers has said that before, a beautiful mystery?
Oh, yeah, about his future last year.
Oh, okay. I don't remember that.
What's my future? It's a beautiful mystery. Nice. One of the most vague teases you can give on whether he's going to return, whether he's going to force a trade, whether he's going to retire. He's really pumping it up. I think it was in a press conference, too, not even on McAfee show. I think it was last year.
Wow.
After the loss, I believe, or maybe on the exit interview, one of the two, but beautiful mystery.
It's weird. We have to talk about this Rodgers stuff so much. I'm really tired of it. Like, let's just know what's happening already.
Well, we will not talk about an onside's offside, so you don't have to worry about that. That is correct.
Okay, well, then you can keep on talking.
We will talk about someone else's future that's been talked about a lot with and is very uncertain. That is Sean Payton. Because, again, we thought that he was not going to get a job, but earlier today, NFL Network's Ian Rappaport is making it seem like the door is still open for Payton to coach this season. He's on the Pat McAfee show earlier today. He said that Sean Payton's interview with the Cardinals yesterday went well, and then also Payton has not been eliminated from the Broncos head coaching search. Onsides or offsides, Zach, Sean Payton will be coaching in the NFL in 2023.
You know our pal Jersey Jerry, who tries to find the signs and everything to make him go out there and have a winning bet? I think there's some signs here. I think there's some hints here. D'Amico Ryans. What's the latest report on D'Amico Ryans? He's emerged as the top candidate for the Texans job, correct?
That's correct.
So, maybe that means D'Amico Ryans, assuming he takes that job, is because maybe there's a sense, and you know D'Amico Ryans up for the other jobs, that Sean's either going to land in Arizona or Denver. Like, I would have thought that D'Amico was going to land in Denver, but now the Texans are emerging and they may be the top landing spot, and we'll see if that does come to fruition. So with that being the biggest name right now on the market, or the hottest name on the market right now outside of Sean Payton, is D'Amico Ryans, I think that's telling, because we know the biggest name is Sean. So that makes me think, since we got news today about where D'Amico Ryans could potentially land and that it seems like it will be Houston, then maybe there is some talk behind the scenes after that 8-hour meeting that Arizona's going to offer the job to Sean, and they got to get a deal done with the Saints first before you could talk contract. Or maybe Denver swoops back in. Sean, you went, you did all your visits, you did all your interviews. All right, let's get you back to the table. And we could offer you the most money because we have the richest owners in the NFL. So I believe it's either going to be Denver, or I think it's going to be Arizona. I predicted Arizona yesterday, so I will stick with that today. And you asked me just simply not where is he coaching, but will he be coaching in 2023? And I think he will be. Onsides. How would you answer that question, by the way?
Onsides, yes. I think he's coaching.
Zona?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Arizona.
The timing of the D'Amico Ryans report to me is fascinating.
I think it's more about, honestly, the lack of interest for Denver than it is him thinking that Sean Payton's going to get the job. Because remember, yesterday, it was reported that D'Amico Ryans was the favorite and the top candidate for the Broncos.
Yeah.
Even while, you know, Sean Payton was still not eliminated. So it seemed like they wanted him first. But obviously, playing in Houston, he has that connection. And now if he prefers to coach, you know, coach his old team, not good for Denver. Not good for Denver.
Seems like it's a staring contest between the Cardinals and Broncos for Sean, and it could go either way, and probably the Cardinals have the upper hand right now, and D'Amico's like, oh, I'm not waiting to be the second guy there, so let me just go get my job with the Texans, a place where I'm beloved, and probably you would imagine is going to inevitably get more power, because I don't know how much longer Nick Casario is going to be lasting there if you don't have some signs of success coming up next year.
Let's talk a little gambling odds here for Chiefs and Bengals, because it has been a wild, wild week for that line specifically. Now, right now, currently, as we sit here, the Chiefs are 1-point favorite at home. The line is flip-flop between Sunday night when it first came out and now, seven different times, starting out Sunday evening as the Chiefs as 2.5-point favorites. It eventually got as high as the Bengals as 2.5-point favorites, and now it has landed at 1 point in favor of the home team right now. If this line does hold, it will mean that Patrick Mahomes in his career would have been a home underdog just one time. It actually happened early this season, week 6 against the Bills, in which a game the Chiefs did lose and did not cover either. In the NFC, Eagles do head into Sunday's game as 2.5-point favorites at home over the 49ers. Onsides or offsides, Zach, both favorites, so Chiefs and Eagles, will win on Sunday.
It's weird. I don't really consider, right, the way that it's kind of tough to say who's the favorite in the Chiefs-Bengals game. Like, I know we had this conversation earlier, like, who nationally, who do people view as the team to beat? But the fact that the Bengals earlier in the week got up to a 2.5-point favorite, it shows you how uncertain people are. Like, there's usually not a coin flip kind of scenario. This seems like a coin flip, and it's now a 1-point spread, so it's basically a pick 'em anyway, just as long as Kansas City, you know, like, doesn't win the game by 1 point. Like, they win, I don't know, 27-26 or 30-29, and you lay the point with the Chiefs, right? Then you end up pushing, so this is basically a pick 'em, and I believe the Bengals are going to win. They beat him the last 3 times. I don't know what the status of Mahomes is. I know that he's been a full participant in practice, but how is that going to hold up? The Chiefs and Bengals, I will flip on and vacillate 9,000 times. I feel really good. Like, I mean, I'm not saying it's a blowout. I think I said earlier, what, 24-16? The Eagles beat the 49ers? I feel really confident about the Eagles this weekend that they're going to win. But Chiefs and Bengals, like, that one could really go either way. I will lean, though, that the Bengals are going to win the game. So you asked me both the Chiefs and Eagles will win. I will go offside because I like Cincinnati to beat Kansas City.
Offside.
If you just had to money line, like, let's just say I made the money line the same, and I know that's not the way that it works for every team this weekend, but you had to put $30,000 of your own money down, Hickey. Who's the team that you would put it down on this weekend that you have the most confidence in for this weekend?
The most confidence in? Ooh.
For me, it's Philadelphia.
I will go with the Bengals.
Really?
The Bengals, yes.
And I feel like the answer is Philadelphia. Now, you don't think the Eagles are going to win the game.
Right,
so
I think the 49ers are winning, so that's why I would never say the Eagles.
I don't know. I feel like that little pause, that hesitation that you had, maybe you were thinking about Philadelphia there.
Oh, no, I was thinking about the 49ers. I feel good about them. So, for not maybe as strong as you feel about the Eagles, I feel good the Niners going in and winning.
Well, obviously, we get this. It's the same game. If you're picking the Niners,
well,
I'm
saying you
could
be on the fence. Like, I think they'll win, but I don't really feel great about it. Like, I feel pretty good about the Niners.
I feel great about the Eagles.
Well, one of us will come in here, chest puffed out on Monday, feeling good about a pick. The other will have a head down in some disappointment.
Would you shave your head?
No.
On the
I will
nine.
Not shave my head for the 49ers, that's okay. For sure.
Would you engrave a number on your head, that confident that you are in the 49ers?
No, I will not do anything betting-wise for the 49ers.
Gotcha. So you're not really that confident in the 49ers.
Well, no, I'm
gotcha.
Not a betting guy in general. I'm not going to bet something for that's not a game that's not even my team involved.
You don't bet on other teams?
Not really. I'm not a big gambler. I'm a sore loser. I hate losing money. Oh, I hate losing in general.
You're a sore loser?
I'm a very sore loser.
Yeah, tell me something I didn't know.
So that's why I really don't
bet
in general, because I get very, very pissed when I lose. And just the pride itself of losing, nothing's on the line, is bad enough.
But come on. Like,
now if it's money, now if it's something else.
Yeah,
now
but those things are so
off.
Like, forget the money part. I'm talking about like shaving something in your head or giving up something. Like, that's trivial.
Pissed.
Ah, it's trivial. Come on.
Be a reminder of what I got wrong. So, I'm not. That's why. Yeah.
Wait. So you don't get annoyed when you don't gamble on things, but what about all the times that you say the wrong things on the air and you get things wrong? Like, does that actually annoy you? That affects
yes.
you?
Yes. Oh yeah. I get upset. I want to be right. I'm here to, when I say things, I'm saying them with my heart of hearts that I think I am right.
Yeah, but you don't get paid
wrong.
You don't get paid to be right.
Oh, I get that. But at the same time, like, I don't say things just to say them. So I say them again, trying to give my best opinion on what's going to happen.
Okay.
And when I'm wrong, I just take it personally.
You lose sleep over that? when you get something wrong?
I mean, I lose. Well, it depends. If it's not my team, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. But
by the way, good time to remind everyone, if Hickey gets something wrong, you can find him on Twitter, at Ryan_Hickey3.
Plenty of people are not him. Shy. Not shy, that is
for
sure.
I love the hot take Hickey tweets that you get. Like, you make a prediction on this show, and I get people right away, oh, I'm picking the other teams. I love that. And I say, I have nothing to be that impressed by. I have 0-6 in playoff picks this year, so I haven't been that great either. Go ahead.
All right, so D'Amico Ryans, we talked about him before, 49ers Vets coordinator. He is a man in high demand, and seemingly he's making his wants known. Now, according to Ian Rappaport, Ryans is the top target for the Houston Texans, and does appear that the interest is mutual. Ryans will meet with the team next week, and if all goes well, could be named their next head coach. This comes 24 hours after it was reported that the two-time Pro Bowler was the top candidate for the Broncos head coaching job. So seemingly he has his choice between the Broncos and the Texans. Onsides or offsides? D'Amico Ryans should pick the Broncos over the Texans.
This is like, what disease would you rather have? I guess I would go Broncos because I think they're a quicker fix, but if Russ does not play well, then they're absolutely screwed. Like the Texans, they don't have a lot of pieces. I know they have good draft capital, but you got to hit on those picks. So I would really hold my nose and I would slightly go Denver over the Texans, but doesn't appear that's the way that this is going to go down. So I'll go on sides.
And finally, Tua Tagovailoa remains in concussion protocol a month after entering the protocol after a Christmas Day concussion that was discovered the following day. Tua will now skip the Pro Bowl, as ESPN is reporting.
AKA the concussion spotters missed it.
That they've missed it twice, which is pretty scary. ESPN's reporting that there have been any setbacks with a third-year quarterback in the protocol, but that is being very deliberate with this process. Tua missed the better part of 6 games this year because of head injuries. Onsides or offsides, the Dolphins need to search for a full-time replacement for Tua this offseason.
If you can hear me laughing, I'm not laughing about what Hickey's asking me. Someone sent me just a very funny tweet that I'll tell you in just a second. But you asking the Dolphins need to search for a replacement for Tua this offseason, onside. It's unfortunate what has occurred with Tua. We all wish Tua nothing but the best, but we don't know when he's going to get cleared. And if he does get cleared, he's one concussion away from maybe his NFL career being over. So I would say onsides that the Dolphins do need to search for a replacement for Tua this offseason. Slick Reynolds on Twitter, who loves just poking fun at you. Hot take Hickey must be taking Bass and Epsom salt every Sunday if he's a sore loser because his favorite team is the Indianapolis Colts. Look at Slick Reynolds. He's going all Dr. Teals on you. Right there.
I was going to say, wrong sponsorship. Come on.
Well, Epsom salt is what doctor, that's the brand.
Oh, you said Epsom? I didn't hear the first word. Yeah. I thought you were talking about a brand name for salt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So it's all right. You and Slick Reynolds, I feel the tension between you two.
No tension.
I don't know.
Tweet what he wants.
I don't think you like Slick Reynolds.
He's very negative towards the Colts, and I can't really give him a reason not to right now. Unfortunately, they've not been very good and are making themselves look like fools with this whole Jeff Saturday debacle. So, yeah, what can I say?
You talking about the interview process?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh.
Making themselves look like fools.
But there's 0% chance he gets the job.
He's not going to get hired, but dangling it out there is embarrassing enough.
Hey, you can't even just say there's at least a 5% chance when this guy's getting a second interview is still mind-boggling to me. Dave Lapham will join us next. As we preview the AFC title game, the Cincinnati Bengals and the Kansas City Chiefs, we will be joined by the former Bengal and current team broadcaster Dave Lapham next.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The Listen. listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes. Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. If we had to go the most entertaining color analyst on the radio in the NFL for play-by-play broadcasts, I would say Dave Lapham 1, Scott Zolak 2. And that shows you how highly I think of my next guest, because you guys know how much I love hearing Scott Zolak just to react to all the craziness that goes down during Patriot games. But for the Bengals, coffin nails, bam, 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 and just the sound effects that you hear for Dave Lapham along with Dan Hoard is just some awesome stuff. And Dave Lapham is kind enough to join us right now. Dave, I know it's been a while, but how you been?
Hey, Zach, doing well. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. So we all know that this is a confident Cincinnati Bengals team. When you get the Burrowhead comments and it seems like both these teams are having a back and forth, does any of that stuff actually matter leading up to this game?
There might be a little bit of showmanship leading up to the game, but honestly, when you get on the field and you have the pads on and you come off the line of scrimmage and hit each other first play, all that stuff goes away. You know, it's just football at that point in time. There's no question about it. And I do agree, this is a very confident football team, but I think it's an earned confidence. They've won 10 in a row, and they've done it in different ways, and they feel pretty good about it. And obviously the Kansas City Chiefs, I mean, what can you say? Their fifth AFC championship game that they're hosting, 5 in a row. I mean, that is crazy. This is the team to beat, as Joe Burrow says himself. The Kansas City Chiefs are the team to beat. And fortunately for the Bengals, they have beaten them 3 times in a row, you know, in a calendar year. And they're going to face them for the fourth time in less than 13 months. And it's hard to beat a good team 3 times in a row, and even harder to do it a fourth.
Here's the thing, and we were having this conversation earlier about who's the team to beat, and I think nationally it's still perceived to be the Kansas City Chiefs. But if the Bengals now, which they already beat them twice in the regular season, if they now go back-to-back in the AFC title game, it starts to feel like the Bengals then become the team to beat for the foreseeable future in the AFC.
And, you know, it's crazy because all 3 of those football games were by 3 points. I mean, you know, it's just they are just slobber knocker battle royales, you know, and it comes down to just who's going to make a play. And what you try to do in these football games, who's going to make the play, who's going to avoid the big mistake, you know, and that's basically what these games have boiled down to. And this one's going to be a very interesting chess match because, you know, Patrick Mahomes with the high ankle sprain, I don't think it's a severe one. To see him moving around the way he's moving around, it definitely doesn't appear to be as severe as initially thought, but what kind of adjustments will they make offensively? I have a feeling it would not shock me if they come out in 2 tight ends and try to pound the rock, play, you know, beat the Bengals on the ground. And if there is a fly in the defensive ointment of Lou Anarumo, it has been against multiple tight end sets and people, you know, playing big boy pad ball on them and putting on those big boy pads and double chin straps and trying to get after them a little bit. The Bengals have had their issues there. And if they can get that running game going and play action pass off of it and RPOs and that kind of thing with Patrick Mahomes and don't rely on him trying to get out of pocket, extending and creating. Just watching him even jog between drills and everything in practice, he still does have a limp. It's not a terrible one, but he's not 100%. You know, maybe he's 85, 90%. But he's not 100.
Talking to Dave Lapham right now. So you look at the way that these games have gone in the last 3 times out. Lou Anarumo's defense just takes over, really in the second half, especially in that fourth quarter. What is it about him as a defensive coordinator that as the game gets on, he kind of starts to figure out and shut down this Kansas City offense? Because other than Lou, we really haven't seen that from any other DC in the NFL.
I agree with that. And with that said, it's amazing to me he hasn't gotten an interview for a head coaching position yet. I just can't figure that one out, because he is one of the bright defensive coordinators in the National Football League. There's no question about it. And what he does, he's always got something in his hip pocket. He's always saving some kind of an adjustment. You know, he knows, you know, with Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, you know, there's going to be adjustments and adjustments to adjustments. So, you know, you always want to have something that you can pull out of there. But he was a former defensive back himself. He cut his teeth as a defensive backfield coach. His whole philosophy is take care of business from the top down. And he gives you so many different looks on the back end. Pre-snap and post-snap are totally different. And he's got, and then he'll give you a different pressure packages up front as well. And he'll mess with you in that regard. So he'll try to get in offensive lineman's head, the quarterback head, and just play like a chess game, like he's a chess master. And the thing that they've done a great job of, personnel department and the coaching staff, is drafting players that have both the physical and mental ability to be positionless. I mean, he's got defensive linemen that can drop out of there and play linebacker. He's got, you know, defensive backs that can line up, can play slot corner, outside corner, safety. He's got six different players out of his 11 that can spy a quarterback, and he mixes and matches all of it. So he's very, very versatile in his looks, because the personnel on the Bengals defensive football team has the mental and physical capacity to be versatile as well.
Dave Lapham here with us. We know Buffalo last week could not take advantage of all the shuffling that's been going on because of injuries on the Bengals offensive line. I know Kansas City's second most sacks in the league, but where's the confidence level with the offensive line as they once again won't have Kappa and Williams, and we know Lyle Collins is done for the season?
Yeah, I think they realize that they're stepping into the next level. You mentioned it, 55 sacks, second in the NFL. Philadelphia has 70, the only team with more. The other thing is Kansas City's only given up 26, which is third best in the NFL. That plus 29 ratio, sack ratio between sacks allowed and sacks given up, is the best in the NFL. So they protect Mahomes, and Mahomes protects the offensive line with creating and extending plays as well. And that's why I'm wondering, you know, with this ankle injury, are they going to try to keep him in pocket, get it out of his hand quickly, quick rhythm passing game with the RPOs and that kind of thing, get the ball out of his hand in less than 2.5 seconds. So as not to tax the offensive line unnecessarily, as well as Mahomes trying to make him do things that he can't really do physically in this football game. So I think that pressure protection stuff is going to be a big, big factor in this football game. The Bengals ended up minus 14. The Bengals only had 30 sacks on the season and gave up 44. And it got a lot better in the second half of the season than it was in the first half. They're on a 10-game winning streak, and their sack ratio on that 10-game winning streak is positive for sure. And that's going to have to continue. I think, you know, Joe Burrow, when he sacked three times or fewer in the last two seasons, is 23 wins, 3 losses. Protect Burrow, you win some games.
Dave Lapham here with us. It's also crazy because the last 2 years, I feel like all we talk about is the offensive line for the Bengals and how much Burrow does get hit. But still, he's had this just ridiculous success. It just shows you why he's really just the true leader of that team and really one of one for the Bengals.
He's a football savant. I mean, his football IQ is Mensa. He has the answers to the test, and he ain't cheating. I mean, the guy, his protocol, his preparation is on a weekly basis is extraordinary, and it's laser focused. When he comes off the football field, he knows exactly what took place, good, bad, or indifferent. And he sees the field, sees the entire field about as rapidly as any quarterback I've ever been around. And he is a very unique player. And as a result, you know, his teammates have the utmost respect for his game. There's no question about it, but they also like him. You know, they trust him and they like him. You respect a guy, you trust a guy, and you like a guy. good things are going to happen. He is definitely, he's the most dynamic leader they've had since Boomer Esiason, the blonde bombshell, took him to Super Bowl 23.
Dave Lapham here with us. All right, when we get to this Bengals-Chiefs matchup, I just want to touch on one more thing from last week. Did it surprise you how lopsided that game was between the Bengals and the Bills?
Yeah, it really did, honestly. I mean, the Bengals played about as clean a football game as you can play. They had two penalties for 9 yards. They did not have a defensive penalty called on them the whole game. No defensive holding, no pass interference, no lining up offsides, no jumping offsides, nothing, zero. They had two false starts for 9 yards lost, two penalties for 9 yards lost. They did not have an interception. They not only didn't lose a fumble, they didn't put a ball on the ground. They took care of the football. They only had two negative plays in 71 snaps, one quarterback sack of Joe Burrow and one run that ended up a 1 yard loss. They played about as clean and a cohesive and, just a complete football game. There's no question about it. I mean, every phase was feeding off the other. The Buffalo Bills had the best special teams unit, number one special teams unit in the league, and the Bengals special teams outmatched them in the football game. Every offense, defense, special teams, everybody contributed. I mean, start the game, Bengals, Joe Burrow goes 4 for 4 on the first drive, including a touchdown pass. And the Buffalo Bills go 3 and out. Next drive, 5 for 5, including a touchdown pass. 9 for 9 in the first two drives, 2 touchdowns. And the Buffalo Bills go 3 and out again. I mean, it's like 150 yards on 16 snaps to like 10 yards on 6 snaps. I mean, it is just a blowout. They just take a commanding lead early on. And at that point in time, just, you know, basically suffocated the Buffalo Bills the rest of the way. And it was remarkable. On the road, in front of Bills Mafia, that loud, boisterous crowd in tough weather conditions. And you talked about that offensive line with 3 new starters. They handled things with a silent snap count. I mean, they hadn't really worked with each other. And to go into that environment, handle the silent snap count, everything goes along with it as well as they did, it was truly remarkable. It was iconic, really. That's going to go down in team history as what a performance by a group that you go into the football game thinking they're going to be a liability, and they ended up being a very big positive.
How do you think this game plays out, Dave Lapham, coming up on Sunday?
I think it's going to be another close one, and I think the running games for both football teams are going to be huge factors. One thing that helped that offensive line, that newly constructed offensive line, is they ran for 172 yards. Joe Mixon had 105 of them on 20 carries. Makes it easier to pass protect. You know, when you anchor them that well in the running game, you can pass block much, much more easily. And then you protect Joe Burrow. Like I said, only gave up 1 sack. Well, Joe Burrow protected his offensive line because he got the ball out in an average of 2.5 seconds or quicker in that football game. One of his throws was 1.1 second. Never seen it before. I mean, as soon as he caught the football in the shotgun, he threw it. I asked him after the game, I said, did you even get your fingers on the laces? And he laughed. He said, nah, I just grabbed it. I caught that one and threw it, man. That was a little wobbly. And it was a completion of Joe Mixon out in the flat for like about 8 yards. And so the offensive line protected him. And in turn, he protected the offensive line by getting the ball out of his hand so quickly. And as a former lineman, I can tell you that is your biggest ally, a quarterback that gets it out of his hand right now.
Dave Lapham, you look at, and we talked about Lou Anarumo, right, and how this guy should be getting some head coaching interviews, and he hasn't even got one. Zach Taylor, this team was 4-4, and people were wondering what direction they were going after that blowout loss to the Cleveland Browns, and they haven't lost since October 31st. Like, you're there every day. You're around this guy all the time. What do you want people to know about Zach Taylor? Because I feel like he still doesn't get the credit that he's deserving of.
Yeah, Zach Taylor deserves a tremendous amount of credit for the culture that he's built. I mean, his players love him. And, you know, I've never heard a group of guys praise a head coach as much as they praise Zach Taylor. And it's starting to get out around the league. I mean, they drew some incredible free agents in the offseason. They drafted well. And he's really doing a good job with his staff of developing young players. This football team is better, not just because what they did in free agency in the draft, But Joe Burrow's a year older and more wise and has been through a Super Bowl season. He's a better player. Ja'Marr Chase. It goes down the line. It goes down the list. And Zach Taylor is doing a magnificent job of building a team that has high character, no jerk factor. This football team, the biggest trait that it has, I think, the thing that people love most about it is that they not only respect and trust each other, they like each other. They spend time around each other that isn't scheduled. I mean, if somebody says, hey, show up at my house, I got a little event going on, little function, the whole football team goes over there. Doesn't matter position group or anything else. These guys want to be around each other. And when you have that kind of a scenario going, 1 + 1 = 3. I mean, it's something else. This and you know, you say, ah, yeah, well, they're winning. You know, well, it's the age-old question, chicken or the egg. Does winning build that kind of culture, or does the culture build winning? Well, until Zach got the players that he needed to get in there to establish the culture, they were struggling. So, you know, I think that you got to get the players and build the culture. You're going to win football games. I think it does start with the coach establishing a culture, a foundation, and getting the players that can fulfill and deliver on it.
And it's also neat how he's going into the bars after the playoff games and giving the fans the game ball. I get a kick out of that.
Yeah, he's doing that. And the thing is, amazingly, the back-to-back AFC championship games, they've gotten fans all over the country.
Yeah.
I mean, he's now delivering footballs all over the country. They get fans in Hilton Head and wherever else, all over the place. So it is a very unique dynamic. But like I said, the Kansas City Chiefs, 5 straight AFC championship games. Are you kidding me? Joe Burrow said it himself. This is the team to beat. 5 straight and hosted every one of them. That Kansas City Chiefs football team is a force to be reckoned with. There is no doubt.
Oh, it's going to be a fun one. Safe travels and have a good broadcast, Dave Lapham. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Zach. Thanks for the opportunity.
You got it. Anytime. There's Dave Lapham joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Some folks don't stop searching till they find the truth. And if you've got the eye of a detective, June's Journey is the game for you. Play as June Parker in a gripping murder mystery adventure as you find hidden objects to help solve her sister's death. You'll hunt for clues in hundreds of beautifully illustrated scenes set in the roaring 20s. With more than 1,000 scenes filled with clues, there's always something new to discover. You may even trek across the globe for your next lead. Every week, new chapters are added with new characters to meet and places to search. Plus, there are tons of fun, unique features to keep you entertained. From building your own island estate with expansive gardens and beautiful buildings to collecting scraps of information on each character to fill your photo album. You can even play with or against other players by joining a detective club. Find your first clue by downloading June's Journey today. Available on Android and iOS mobile devices, as well as on PC through Facebook Games.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
You can think of Riley Auto Parts for your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Let's get to one thought on each game or each team for this upcoming weekend. Got to change that a little bit. Can't just do one game. Only got two games or two, you know, what the heck? What do you call this segment again?
One thought on each team.
One thought on each team.
Right, because we can't do one thought on each game. There's only two games. So
yeah,
one thought
true.
On each team with four remaining.
Yeah. I messed myself up there because we had to change the name of this thing. So anyway, we'll give you a thought on each team, pretty much, because you only got two games this weekend. Bengals. My thought is about their confidence. They know they're really damn good. They know they have the Chiefs right on the ropes, and they're about to knock them out and about to beat them for the fourth straight time. But I wonder if the confidence at all becomes their biggest detriment for this one. Because going into the game, you have the Burrowhead stuff. Going into this game, it's really been the first time heading into this matchup where we've seen it three other times that they have kind of known that they're the top dog here. I just wonder if that confidence and being too overconfident comes back to bite them. That's my thought on the Bengals.
My thought for the Bengals is complimentary football. Look, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, they get a lot of attention, and rightfully so. But this is an offense that is predicated on running the ball. They did so tremendously last week. That's part of the reason why Joe Burrow was able to carve up the Buffalo Bills defense when he ran for, I think it was 172 yards. But you also look at Joe Burrow, it's not like he threw for 350 last week. It's like, I think, 214 at the time ahead. So he was really good, but also really good in small stretches in part because Joe Mixon and that offensive line did a tremendous job at dominating the line of scrimmage. They got to do it again in Arrowhead on Sunday.
Burrowhead.
You want to call it Burrowhead? Win the line of scrimmage and have those three backup offensive linemen push the front four of the Chiefs all up and down the field.
242 last week through the air for Joe Burrow. And I also think that fits into your point. The point that you're making really fits to the point that Dave Lapham was making. The complimentary football is huge because you have an offensive line that's kind of patched together. It's banged up. We all know offensive linemen love to run block. We know that. And it can make up for some of the lack of star presence that you do have on your offensive line. So I'm with you. The complimentary football part is a very big piece. Chiefs, we talk about that offensive line for the Cincinnati Bengals. Do what the Bills did couldn't do last week. Make Joe Burrow actually break a sweat. And I know he's going to get the ball quickly. I know they're going to try to run the ball like we all just talked about. But the Chiefs have the second most sacks in the NFL this season. The only team that has more sacks than them is the Philadelphia Eagles. The Chiefs have to make Burrow pay. That defense has to be all over Joe Burrow and all over that offensive line and finally make them feel pressure, and we'll see if they can do that.
One thing I'm watching is, look, clear, this is obvious, the health of Patrick Holmes' his ankle, right? But
yeah.
One of the reasons why that's so important is he is the best quarterback outside of the pocket in the NFL. You look at postseason stats since 2020, so the last three postseasons, he has 15 touchdown passes outside of the pocket. That is 11 more than any other quarterback in the NFL. So we know how good he is in the pocket, but he is really dangerous with extending plays. If you get that initial coverage set, he is the king of rolling out, finding things, throwing the ball 60 yards down the field, or doing what he did to Jerick McKinnon a few weeks ago, flipping behind his back in order to, or underhand, in order to make, you know, touchdowns happen. You have to, if you're the Bengals, I know he's going to be gimpy, that's going to help, but also you have to make it a fact and a point this week. Keep Patrick Mahomes in the pocket at all times.
The Eagles. Jalen Hurts. That's a thought. He's been your MVP this year. He's been your leader. You look at these rosters, they're pretty much splitting hairs. They are so even. Where I think the big advantage the Eagles have is their quarterback. I know Brock Purdy's been a pretty good story, but Jalen Hurts has been playing like an MVP. That's where you have to have the big advantage, and I'm going to be curious to see if Jalen Hurts will do that once again coming up on Sunday.
Turnovers. Brock Purdy, one of the best things he's been good at this year, not turning it over and not giving other teams an opportunity to get quick possessions deep in your own end. If you're the Eagles secondary, especially, they've been very good at this, forcing turnovers. I think you got to get a turnover or two. Interception would be obviously preferable, kind of getting Purdy's head a little bit in order to win this game.
I chuckled when you say, the one thing Brock Purdy's been good at this year, or the things that Brock Purdy's been good at this year, is not turning over the football. It's been like 2 months. I just love
it's
that.
It's a small sample size, but to hit, Mr. Irrelevant, you think a guy, a rookie, that's one of the areas he would struggle in. He's been great in it.
49ers, the start of that game, I think, is enormous. You're in a place in Philadelphia that's going to be bumping. You got to survive that first quarter. If you go down by 10 points, 14 touchdowns early, this game could get very ugly. The 49ers got to have a good start, and they got to come out swinging right out of the gate.
Last week against the Cowboys, Dallas did a great job of slowing down the run game. We know San Francisco is a run-first team. They won that game last week, right, as we know. I don't think they're beating the Eagles if they run the way they did last week against Dallas. You have to get that run game going here, especially with Christian McCaffrey. Get that established, especially if you can go nice long drive early on, run the ball down their throats. That is a recipe for major success for San Francisco. Watch that run game, especially early.
So that is one thought on each team. We usually do it one thought on each game, but we had to change it up this late in the game of the 2022 NFL season that's now obviously bleeding over into 2023. We will break when we come on back. Jason LaConfora, JLC, he has some predictions about where these quarterbacks are all going to wind up this offseason. We'll react to that CBS Sports column, and also you will hear from Willie Gay Jr. on the Zach Gelb Show coming up at 9:20 p.m. Eastern, 6:20 p.m. Pacific, so 25 minutes from now. You can always give us a follow, Instagram, Twitter. Do that right now, at Zach Gelb, Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Some folks don't stop till they find the truth. June's Journey is a roaring 20s murder mystery hidden object game. Find your first clue by downloading June's Journey today. Available on Android or iOS devices and on PC through Facebook Games.